sunrise and sunset, promise and fulfillment, birth and death. The whole drama of life is written in the sands of time. We present a new series of radio programs, The Clock. Many thousands of years ago, when man was still sporting a bearskin coat, a matted beard, and a taste for raw meat, he discovered fire. He used this remarkable new invention to warm himself, to protect his people from their natural enemies, and to worship. A little later, he found out that his meat was tastier when cooked, and fire became an even greater boon. Still later, fire was used to propel a boat or run an engine, and in the course of time, it became a necessity of life. But although fire had been harnessed, it was never subdued. Civilization must always be on its guard against it. For all it needs is a guiding hand and a demented mind to run completely wild.
What time is it, Neil?
Nearly 7.
We'll be here in a minute, Neil.
Hmm? Who?
Miner.
Who's Miner?
Oh, Ralph. Because I forget to listen when I talk to you. You know we've been without a cook and housemaid for over a week now, don't you?
I haven't complained, have I?
Not you haven't. I'm the one who had to do the cooking. Well, I've had good luck. I put my meat papers with there, and this woman called up. She's coming here for an interview tonight.
Oh, good. Where did you put my paper?
It's right there in front of your nose, darling.
Oh, yes.
Do I hope she doesn't disappoint me?
Who?
Mamie.
Who's Mamie, dear?
So, never mind.
Oh, I think I haven't caught her yet.
What?
So this pyromaniac was on the loose, but nicknamed the Flaming Francis. He started 4 fires in the past 2 months.
Where, yeah, that?
Yeah, throughout the city. The last one was on Sanders Street.
But that's not far away from here.
No. He started a fire in the basement, and 3 people were burned to death.
Oh, horrible.
Oh, well, they'll get it sooner or later. They put special police on the case.
Why do people do things like that, Ralph?
Hmm? Oh, well, I don't know. Something wrong up there, I guess. They're sick as well as criminal.
Oh, sure. When Mamie gets here, let me do the interview.
Hmm?
I don't want you to scare her away.
Scare her away? What do I look like, a zombie?
You're liable to say something treacherous, darling.
Hmm.
You see, next year at home when the women of the house have most of the children.
Hmm. All right.
But we've got to hire this girl, Ralph. I'm just not going to be a drudge around here any longer.
Oh, honey, good night.
Oh, this is... Excuse me, tie down.
Oh, would you like me to wear my dinner jacket?
Good evening. Are you there? Yes, ma'am. Tell me, sir. But I'm Cartwright. Oh, please come in.
Mamie,
this is Mr. Cartwright.
Hi, Mamie.
There's Mamie, sir. Don't. Sit down, Mamie.
Thank you.
You can cook, of course. Yes, but only plain cooking. Oh, that's just what we want. We don't go into fancy dishes here. Isn't that so, Ralph?
Hmm? Oh, sure.
But, now, this apartment has 4 rooms, and your room's in there, next to the kitchen. There's a small radio on the table for your own use. I think you'll be very comfortable.
Any washing, Mrs. Cartwright?
Oh, no. We think I can do it.
Oh.
The story, of course, was lifted in the air.
The story's all right.
Oh, well, that's fine. Then, I suppose you move in tomorrow morning.
Dinner?
Yes, sir?
A reference.
Yes. I imagine you had some, maybe.
Didn't say anything about references in the air.
I know, but... not that I want to be silly.
You'll just tell us who you worked for last.
I worked for a woman last in the North Coast. I'll write you a reference if you want.
How long did you work for her?
2 years. I came here last month. I haven't been doing much since then. I thought I'd take a little rest. But now I want to go back to work again.
And maybe, what's this woman's name?
Kent.
And her
address? Now look, Mr. Cartwright, if you think I'm lying...
Oh, no, no, please don't feel that way. You write Mrs. Kent and show us the reference when you receive it.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, now that's just about all. Can we expect you at 8 in the morning?
I'll be there.
But, if you're free, you can keep it with you. You'll get something off and,
what is it, then? I was just wondering about the kitchen.
Oh, you'll find it a very nice place to work in. There's a big nothing to stay with both, don't you?
What kind of a stove have you got?
What kind?
Electrical flame.
Electric.
Oh, too bad.
An electric stove is just as easy to cook on as a gas stove.
I know a lot of people think so, but I don't.
was like the kind that had to fly.
Hi, dear.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm just the office now, cleaner. Well, you know, really, I'm starved.
I'm only starved all that, Mr. I have to take out for some tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, did you find out any more about her?
No, Val. The woman is sending for references. Poor cleaner,
Mr. Yes,
I think. But she told me a little bit, Elizabeth. She's 39, and the people were farmers. They originally come from the country somewhere. Ah, that's a poor paid keeper.
Yeah. Oh, say, I'd better wrap those messages.
What messages?
Oh, those special giant barbecue messages I bought for Larry Wilson. It's a birthday card, and I want to send them out.
Well, what did you do with the box?
Right here.
Darling, I didn't see any messages.
Oh, that's it. You got lost. The box was over a foot high.
Well, Mamie cleaned the house today. Maybe she put them somewhere else.
Well, I'm going to have a look for them. If I don't get that package out in the morning, I'll forget about it.
Hey, you find it?
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, you did find him.
Yeah. Do you know where?
Yeah.
In Mamie's room. Well, you was pretty good, Eugenia.
Oh, Mamie's a much better cook than she pretends to be.
Well, she still has to pass the acid test when she cooks me a first class roast.
Do you want to talk to me, ma'am?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Mamie?
Yes, sir.
Would you mind passing me that box of cigars? They're on the table.
Yes, sir.
Oh, say, I got a break today, Virginia. Charlie Belson came in with an order for 200.
Hello, sir.
Oh, thank you.
That's me, Lava, for you, Mr. Cartwright.
Oh, nice of you, thank you. As I was saying, Virginia, Charlie Belson came in.
Hey. You didn't put that much time before you blew yourself.
I won't burn myself, ma'am.
Is there anything else you want to ask, ma'am?
No, thank you, ma'am. You can clear the dishes and have the evening off. I've got a club meeting tonight, and Mr. Cutler's going to a political meeting.
Yes, ma'am. You might take in a movie around the corner.
Oh, I don't think so. I can find things to do that I enjoy.
Thanks for the evening, ma'am.
Oh, that was odd.
What was?
Well, waking up that match has almost burned her finger.
That reminded us, sir.
If you hadn't forgotten about it, she's looking at it all the time.
Well, let's not talk about it while she's in front of you. It's right here.
Oh, nice. I still think it's a god. Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Oh, where's Mamie?
That's what I'd like to know. She didn't come back last night,
huh?
I'm making all the cooks, so you won't be late to work.
Well, you don't need to be left, do you?
I hope not. The things are still in the room. Oh, Ralph, I wish you wouldn't talk about your dinner so much. You might be able to hear
it. Don't blame this on me, but you know, I never said anything.
It's annoying, that's all. I said someone I like, and she works one day, and then she disappears. It's enough to drive a woman to distract me.
Maybe she went out on a bender.
What?
Well, who knows? She might be one of those lost weekends. We may be better off getting rid of her after all.
Ralph, how can you say that?
All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to stay out of your way. You're not in a very good mood today, dear. Here's my morning paper.
Wait, always at this time. Outside the door.
Okay. Hey, Virginia, look at this.
What is it?
This headline here. Flaming Francis strikes again.
What?
The pyromaniac nicknamed Flaming Francis by the police set fire to another building last night on Harris Street.
Oh, it's just around the corner.
Fortunately, the building had been condemned and was just about to be raised. No one was injured, although a fireman was overcome by smoke.
But he's right here in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's Mamie.
Mamie, all right.
Morning.
Good morning, Mamie. I'm sorry I didn't get back last night, but I didn't think of leaving until this morning anyway.
That's all right. You see, I went to visit a sick friend. She had no one to take care of her.
What's happened to your left hand, Mamie?
Yes?
Why is it bandaged?
Oh, it's nothing. I'll get my uniform on and start my work.
All right, Mamie.
Oh, now, thank goodness you think. Well, all right,
then.
When?
That bandage kind of hurts.
Oh.
The bandage was padded, and part of it seemed to be stained with some kind of lacing.
What about it?
It's the kind of bandage I've seen sometimes on a very bad dream.
Once gone, like smoke from a burning ember, can never be reclaimed. But the ember can perpetuate itself. Given fuel enough, it can ignite and spread. And there are those who receive a strange exhilaration as they watch the flames march on, leaving death and desolation in their wake.
We've got to get rid of her, Virginia.
Please, sir, let's not be hurt.
I've got half a mind to call the police.
And what can you say to them? What did you that piece of woman they're after?
I did it for all circumstances, but I'm not taking any chances.
But perhaps if you call the police, she's innocent. As I'm sure she is, then leave
it. What you don't seem to realize, Virginia, is that we may have a dangerous maniac in the house. We've simply got to protect ourselves, whether we lose her or not.
Oh, you've been...
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call the police right now while she's out, and I'll have one of their men come over tonight.
Oh, can't it wait until tomorrow?
Listen, I couldn't do any work at the office today because I was worrying so much. I saw her burning the whole block of flesh down with you in it.
Oh, Dad, you've just got a big imagination.
Well, that's how I feel about it. And I'm calling the authorities. When did Mamie say she'd return?
She's got about 10:30. She's going to the pictures.
For all we know, she may be trying to burn down a couple of hospitals just to keep herself in trim. No, I'm definitely going to get the police. And as you said, you hired this girl two nights ago.
Yes, Sergeant.
She answered an ad in the paper. Did she give any references, Mrs. Cartwright?
We asked her for them, and she said she'd write to the last place she worked at, in another state.
No, it would take at least a week to get a reply, if her story was true.
Well, we can check on it later.
Sergeant, don't you think it may have been a coincidence? The burn on her hand, I mean.
Very easily. Frankly, I wasn't even sure it was a burn, but under the circumstances...
You did the right thing, Mr. Cartwright. I wasn't taking any chances. If she's innocent, you can prove it soon enough. Now, let's have a look at her room.
Yes, all right. Come with me.
Maybe it's in here.
Another suitcase?
Yes.
Let me have a look at it.
Have you any other clues?
No, not yet. This is the first break we've had. Well, there doesn't seem to be anything here.
What are you doing with my suitcase?
We didn't think you'd be back so soon, Mamie.
Well, the start of the snow into my room.
Now, just a minute.
Mamie, this is...
Sergeant Kane.
A policeman.
Yes. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I haven't done anything. I'm not a thief.
We're not looking for a thief, Mimi. What happened to your hand?
I heard it.
How?
I burned it.
Where?
On a stove?
Where?
In my friend's house.
She told us she was going to give it to her friend on the night of the last night.
What fire?
Mimi, I'm afraid I'll have to take you down to headquarters.
You're arresting me?
Well, we just want to question you. If you answer that question the right way, we'll let you go inside an hour. All right, Mamie, come along quiet.
That's their fault. I knew I should never take him his rotten job.
Come on, Mamie.
I'll cut the hands off me. I can walk by myself.
Well, that's that.
I guess he's lucky for good news.
She was guilty. I could see it in her eyes. She was scared to death when she saw that detective.
I wish we could find out what happened to Mamie.
I'll contact the police in the morning and ask them, dear.
Couldn't you call me?
No, I can't do that. I can't go in.
Oh, I'll take it. Hello?
Papa?
Yes?
Sergeant Kane.
Oh.
Are you all right,
Neil Gates? Why, yes.
I thought I should tell you. That cook of yours got away from us.
She did?
She escaped from the car just before we got to the court.
She escaped? Yeah.
Here, please, let me have that.
Sergeant Kane?
Mamie got away, Mr. Cartwright. I thought I'd call you and put you on the alert.
Okay. Was she the one you were after?
Looks that way, now that she's made a break. I've got 20 men scouring the city for her. She'll keep an eye on your face, too.
So, if she shows up here, I'll turn her in immediately.
I hope I didn't scare your wife.
Well, I'll take care of that.
If you'll be mad, I'll let you know. You'll make Mrs. Cartwright to your sister.
Thank you.
I advise you to take routine precautions. Remember, she's a dangerous woman.
Yes, I'll keep my eyes open. Thanks for calling, Sergeant.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, I'm scared.
Now, Virginia, there's no need to be scared. There's nothing to be frightened about.
But I am. She's liable to come back and set fire to the apartment.
She's not at all likely to come back.
I won't stay here until she's caught well.
Now, look, Virginia.
I just couldn't sleep all night. Oh, darling, let's go to a hotel.
Hotel? Oh, you know, that's silly. Besides, well, someone ought to be here in case she returns. Perfectly all right. I can handle her.
Enough. Would you really mind if I stayed overnight somewhere else?
Somewhere else? Look,
Do it.
I could go to your sister's place. You remember, she left the key when she went away on holiday.
It's after 11. You know, I don't like to go across town at this hour alone.
Well, I'll take a cab in front of the door.
I suppose that'll be all right. And call me when you get there.
Oh, darling, I will. Oh, please be careful.
Don't worry, darling, I will. And that about shut my eyes for the rest of the night.
Mankind took many centuries to make a fire a good servant. But it takes only a few minutes for the good servant to turn into a destructive monster. Let's follow the fortunes of Flaming Francis.
Mrs. Parker.
No, don't make a phone. I have enough in my bag, and I know how to use it. What do you want?
You thought you were pretty clever, didn't you, calling the police? Well, I'm clever. I was feeling you'd leave your house tonight, and you found out I'd got away, and I've been waiting for you.
Tony, you're being very foolish, aren't you?
Tell me what I am. All you people are alike. You pay out money, and you think I'm a slave.
What are you talking about?
You can buy the world, don't you? You think having money is everything, money isn't.
All right, it isn't. Now, if you'll just let me
know, Mrs. Cartwright, you're not getting a chance to call the police and tell them you saw me.
I don't know anything
coming with me. I want to prove something to you.
What did you prove?
That money isn't everything. I'm going to show you a bigger thing.
Only, what do you mean?
You'll find out. Come with me. It isn't very far. Here in this alley.
Where are you taking me?
She's walking, Mrs. Cartwright. We're going into the cellar. Any steps? Now, open this door.
It's so dark in here.
You know what this building is? It's a warehouse. You know what they say, huh?
What? Thank you.
Where do I light a match? I'll show you something. What are you signs on those walls? No smoking. Do not light matches.
See, the flames come up as bright as a fire.
And I'll leave you here to enjoy to the finish.
Don't be a fool, Nanny. I wouldn't do that.
Not you wouldn't.
You don't know anything about me, do you? But you're going to learn a little something right now. Please, what's one of those newspapers in that mother's tent?
Newspaper?
What a strange firebug you turned out to be.
How do you expect to set this building ablaze with one match? What do you know about it?
I'll tell you what I know. I know that you have nothing to do with the Sandy Street fire. And the Harris Street fire is another job that doesn't mean to you.
How do you know?
Because I started them both. And I didn't do it with a match either.
That on the level?
Yes. I'll tell you something else you have to worry about. How much? What did I? Is it that?
No.
Boxes, I left them myself. All I have to do is to try to get that door. And it will burn through everything.
Boxes?
You've got to know something about chemistry to make these.
You mean, you use those things to start the fire?
Of course.
You have got something in common, haven't you?
I just love to see the flame before you look away from through to through. We both love to smell the smoke as it clears up in the sky. Oh, it's wonderful. You're wonderful to watch that funny thing in the sky.
Mrs. Cartwright, what about your husband? Will he know anything about this
stuff? Don't ask a fool. You'd never understand. Okay, you do know me, you do.
Right.
You know what I'm sure of this, if you're the castle of a burning soul. You want to start for us. Here, here, take this foot. Look, you throw one on this side, and I'll throw mine over there. I'll put it there. I'm going to go outside and watch for me. Will you? I'll be last to get it. Oh, tell it to me.
Tell it. Hey, honey. Get the fire, honey. Don't struggle, Mrs. Cartwright, or you might get hurt. This is your last fire, my girl. Come on.
Just tell me one thing, Sophie. Why, pardon me. It's fire.
This woman took him on the porch.
Is it possible?
I had an idea you were behind those fires. You were seen in the neighborhood of two of them. We needed a little more proof.
It's going to
happen. I'll tell you. All right, Flaming Francis.
Let's get started.
Oh, it's a pretty fire, isn't it? Oh, it's so clean. So clean and bright. I just wanted to get one last look. Oh, what a pretty girl.
And they said that even the earth was a smoldering crust before the coming of man. And there was a time-worn axiom that Flaming Francis might have found appropriate. Fire can only be fought in turn with fire.
The Clock will be heard next week, same time, same station. Written by Lawrence Key and narrated by Hart McGuire, you heard as Virginia, Margot Lee. As Mamie, Margaret Christensen. As Ralph, John Bushell. And as the sergeant, Matt Gosselton. The Clock, directed by John Saul, is a Grace Gibson radio production.